Testing. Big Titan Talk Season 3, Take 1. Hello, and welcome back to Season 2, Big Titan Talk, you guys. No, I'm just kidding. If I could scream at the top of my lungs, I would. But it's your girl, the Anime Nay, and this is your podcast all about the final season of AOT, the anime that started off about humanity versus the Titans. Now, who in the hell knows? Boy, I don't, but I am geeked, okay? So, I'm so excited to be back. I'm nervous, y'all. I can't lie. I'm very nervous. This show has kept me on straight up edge since it started, and this season so far has been no different. I mean, part one was wild. And I'm honestly just like, what's really actually about to go down? How is this gonna end? I can't even tell you. Last part, like I said, we got a lot of setup for this final part, and to be honest, I just don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel for a lot of reasons, but ultimately I want to know, as a fan and as a person who's been watching for years, what Aaron is thinking. What's going on through that brain, my guy? And honestly, like, you know, it seems like a lot of the characters have changed, but we all see it. Aaron, completely different character, completely different person. And part one showed a little bit about that metamorphosis, but obviously we're missing a lot more. So I'm excited to finally tie things up. Just to give you guys a little reminder of where the last part stopped in the show and where this part opened, Aaron, our crazy boy Aaron, is on the roof with Yelena and the Jaegerist. And Peek and Gabby are up there too. And Marley's infiltrating. Peek just turned around and said, "You're the enemy, Aaron," period. And Marley's infiltrating. Jaw Titan has now popped up out of the ground and challenged Aaron, bit his leg off. And we see Reiner and the rest of Marley right there, ready to attack Paradise Island. They are on the blimps. They are on the dreaded blimps. Levi and Zeke, can't forget about them. They just had a thunder spear blow up in their faces over yonder. Hanji and the Jaegerist are on their way to Shiganshia. Y'all, I need a Japanese lesson stat too. I really do. Is that Japanese? Y'all, I don't know. I don't even know. My bad if it's not. I am so sorry if I miscultured that. Child, I don't know. But either way, I would like a Japanese lesson, because I definitely be trying to pronounce super Japanese names and I'll be messing it up. But anyway, so yeah, Hanji and the Jaegerist pull up. They see, or they hear, what happened to Levi and Zeke, and they're on their way. And obviously in the opening of this episode, we get to actually see them arrive to the scene. But I digress. The rest of the scouts we know and love, which include Mikasa, Armin, Connie, and the rest of all of them. You know what? Let me say John's name. Let me not do Jean like that. Jean and all of them are in a cell with Sasha's family, as well as Niccolo. They're still locked up underneath all of what's happening with Aaron and Marley in above ground. And things are tense. We ended part one with things being crazy tense, and we're starting part two with things being just as tense. It feels very much so like everyone's feeling like it's now or never. And I mean, really, it kind of it is now or never. It's always been now or never, but it really is now or never. Like, you know, the scouts the past three seasons have always taken a position of like, any win is a win for humanity type of deal. Like, you know, any ground we can cover is a win, but no longer. Like, the world is really about to come and destroy y'all, or y'all are about to destroy the world. I don't know, we gonna see. But yeah, it's really now or never, and I'm excited to see what that looks like for everybody. But yeah, so for this episode of Big Titan Talk, I brought back Ayana and Chuck from Black on Titan, another amazing podcast about this final season of AOT. And they were on last season too. Make sure y'all check out their episode from last season. And yeah, I also joined them for episode on their show as well. Check that out. You know, good times, very entertaining. They have some great takes on the show as always. So definitely check them out. Super laid back, funny, and informative podcast for sure. And so let's get into this discussion, you guys, of the first episode of part two. So let's jump right in. Chuck, Ayana, welcome back to Big Titan Talk. I am very excited to have both of you guys back here. Thank you for coming on to talk about this first episode of AOT season four, part two, the dreaded final season. Or I'm calling it the dreaded final season because I'm sad. I don't want it to end, but also excited to see what happens. So for those of you guys who missed them last season, go back on and listen. But Chuck and Ayana are both hosts of the hilarious and super informative Black on Titan. And it's another podcast about this crazy wild anime AOT. And so you guys are coming out with the season two as well, which is amazing. I can't wait to listen. And you guys can continue and follow along on the journey along with their podcast as well. So again, welcome back to Big Titan Talk, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. So to kind of start us off, we kind of were talking about this already, but in general, how are you guys feeling about the new year? We're already 12 days in. I literally can't believe that. It feels like it's already flying.
Yeah, it's been going pretty fast. I don't know. It seems like January is almost over and it just begun yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. My manager even said something about that at work today. She was like, I can't believe it's already the 12th. I'm like, yeah.
No, literally. I'm like, someone at the school I work at was like, it's already about to start being warm again. I was like, really?
That's wishful thinking.
Right, I was like, you know, close, but not close. Not close enough right. to have said that. Diana, you already said you didn't do like the New Year resolution thing, and I did not as well. Chuck, what about you? Did you have anything for this year?
I don't really have resolutions as much as I kind of like set goals. Like I put a timeline on some things, like, oh, by such and such date, I want to lose so much weight or I want to do whatever with submitting papers or stuff like that. So I just kind of set goals. And I mean, that's kind of a resolution, but I don't really view it that way.
No, I feel you. I tend to go more like the goal route as well, but it just seemed like honestly, the end of the year came up so quickly. And I'm in a group chat and we generally try to like be pretty like goal oriented and, you know, talking to each other about what we have going on for the week. And specifically when we're talking about the new year, they kind of began talking about like, you know, ending the year strong and starting the new year strong. And I can't lie, I was low key kind of ignoring the messages. I was like, yeah, I'm just trying to get through this.
Yeah, the end of last year did come way too quickly. And then now this year's going way too quickly. I don't know, time is a weird concept at this point.
100%. Getting into anime, what are you guys watching right now? How are you guys passing the time?
Right now, I'm still on my journey with One Piece. I have finally accepted that I am too Straw Hat Pirate. It's a fun journey. So I'm spending a lot of time watching that. I got into Overlord recently. I only watched a couple episodes, so I'm not sure I liked it. But I don't think I'm going to put it down. I'm just going to take my time watching it. And then, of course, the catching back up on JoJo. So.
I just watched the fourth season of JoJo, the one with Giovanni or
Giorno.
Giorno.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that's actually been my favorite season so far. I thought it was.
That's my favorite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I want to get into, is it Stone Ocean?
Yes.
I want to get into that one. So I skipped the third season. I don't even, not the third season. Oh yeah. Is it the one with, I want to say it's like Jotaro's like brother or something maybe, like.
Josuke is his uncle, technically.
Yes, his
uncle. Yeah.
I watched like 3 episodes. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it for some reason.
I get that. It's an interesting one because it kind of diverts from the original format of the usual JoJo's. Mm-hmm. But I like it in its essence because it's different. And I like the characters that it brings into the next JoJo. So I liked it because it was different.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shorter than the previous JoJo. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the one before
it was like kind of like a break.
Yeah, the one before I was like, are we ever going to get to the Theo fight?
Right. But the animes that I have been watching was actually Fairy Tail. I just finished. That was really good. And I just also finished Dr. Stone. And that was really good too.
Wow. Okay, first off, you finished Fairy Tale? Isn't Fairy Tale? It's super long, right?
I mean, it's not short.
Okay.
It's not short.
I gotta get back into both of those. So I'm watching One Piece, and I guess I could say I'm watching I haven't watched Fairy Tale in like 2 years, but I remember, I can't remember even what the last thing was that I saw, but it's so good to me. I love Fairy Tale.
Yeah,
I feel it like is. It's like a hidden gem, not a hidden gem, but it's like a random gem to me.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it when I heard people talk about it. Mm-hmm. And so when I started watching, I was like, oh, okay. And I've heard people compare it to Black Clover a lot. So that's why I actually started watching it. Mm-hmm. Because people were saying that it was a Twitter anime person that said, who will win in a fight, Natsu versus Asta? And I was like, I don't know Natsu, so I couldn't compare. So I was really interested to see who this character was. But yeah, Asta would still win. But
No.
President of the Asta fan club.
Yeah.
Maybe I love Natsu though. I mean, okay,
I like him.
You know, I feel like okay, I do be hating on Black Clover. I can't lie to you. So I can't even call it hate because I like the show and I'm starting to finish it now. But it's not. I don't know. Asta is really powerful though. I will give it to him. I think a fight between Asta and Natsu. I think Asta might win.
Yeah. I mean, like Asta now, mm-hmm. and then Natsu at the end of Fairy Tail. Yeah, Asta's winning.
Yeah, Natsu is literally the, like, I always joke and say he's like the king of the power of friendship. Like, with the power of friendship, this man can do anything.
Right.
Really, no training necessary, just friends involved. Okay, cool. What about, have you guys heard of some of the animes that are supposed to be coming out this year? I was seeing that like Mob Psycho 100 is supposed to have another season, which is like one of my faves. I don't know. Are you guys fans of Bleach?
I haven't started Bleach yet. No.
So I watched Bleach a few episodes. I would say about 10 or 12 episodes. And I didn't like it.
Mm. Okay, what didn't you like?
The animation, for one.
Mm.
That was just a big for me. And so it was just then the plot. I don't know. I like magic and stuff, not underworld kind of stuff. So I have a preference for what type of anime I like. So like dark, I don't know. that may not be my thing. And so I think bleach is, yeah, no.
I hear you. There's definitely like a, there is definitely a slight, like a slight dark undertone. I think Ichigo as a main character is definitely not your typical, your typical like goody, like main character, save the world type of guy at all. And then definitely very annoying. You said he's very annoying.
Yeah. That's, he was one of the main reasons why I didn't like it. I was like, I don't like him. And like, he, it's really hard for me to like, if I don't like the main character, it's going to be really hard for me to like the show. Cause like, I almost didn't continue One Piece because I didn't like Luffy in the beginning. So.
See, that's how I feel about Asta. That's how I feel about Asta.
I'm not getting it.
Why do you feel that way about Asta?
He's so much. Like, I genuinely think he might be the most annoying anime character to me. Like,
I feel like he's just annoying as Natsu. Like, I feel like they, if you're talking about annoying, I feel like him and Natsu are the same in that regard.
I will admit, I hear your point. I hear your point. I'm not going to say that that's not true. I think the point in which I started Black Clover, also, you know what it is? I thought it was way more serious of a show than it turned out to be. Like, I don't, like, looking at it, reading about it, like, the whole devil thing, I was like, oh. And, like, I like really dark, like, I like dark, creepy, grimy, like, ghoul anime. So I was like, oh, this is gonna be good. And so I started, and I'm like, oh, nah, he's so annoying. It's like, he's just so annoying to me. But no, he definitely is, he's up there with Natsu. And Luffy has that in him, too. Luffy definitely has that in him, too.
Loud boys.
I honestly didn't like half the crew until post time skip.
What? Are you serious?
I'm so serious. Luffy. I liked Luffy more after his brother died. After Ace died, I started liking Luffy more. Sanji, I still hate him. Usopp, I did not like him until after the time skip, because then his lies kind of weren't lies. Frankie, he's cool, I guess, but I don't like him. I don't dislike him. And then the rest of the crew I'm pretty cool with.
What about Chopper? Chopper's my baby.
I don't dislike Chopper. I need him to learn how to hide. But I don't have no problems with Chopper. Like Chopper, Brooke, that panties thing, kind of don't like it. But and honestly, that's my problem with Sanji and Frankie too. Like the perverts of anime, I'm not really a fan of. Like Master Roshi, and I love Dragon Ball Z, but like I've never liked him. So it's just kind of like,
Yeah, it's a tired trope. Over it, been over it. World is over it. Move on, please, anime. And it's like so many of them. Like, why is it that Brooke freaking Sanji, all of them like that? I'm like, what? But I will say that my favorite in One Piece is definitely Zoro. I love Zoro.
Absolutely. Same. He's the reason I continued watching the show. Like when I thought the show might be a little bit serious when he met the greatest swordsman, he cut him on the boat. I was like, if they kill Zoro off, they've lost.
I know.
And they didn't, so.
Did y'all see that video of the guy who did the skit on Zoro being racist on Twitter?
What?
He said, why does Zoro always kill all the dark skinned characters? And they like did like a little, they was like Mr. One, the lady on Whiskey Peak. It was just like a couple of other people, but they were all like darker skinned people. Oh, Kuma.
I'm gonna have to look this up because I definitely need to see
it. I'm gonna send it to y'all.
Send me the link.
I'll send it to y'all.
I'm literally like, what?
But like, it was funny. He was like, I have a part two coming up.
He said, y'all thought I was done. Here's the rest of the Dark Sand characters are okay, Stan.
There are enough episodes. I'm pretty sure you can have a part two, three, four.
Dang. Well, he's still my favorite. No, I can't say that. Let me not say that. Let me watch it.
Now, Zoro is, the video didn't change who Zoro is as a character.
Okay.
It was just funny.
Good. I literally have a Zoro poster. I have a Zoro Funko Pop. Well, I'm lying. I literally have two Zoro posters and a Funko Pop. I'm like, not him being low-key racist. another one I'm really excited for is Chainsaw Man. I don't know anything about Chainsaw Man. I've never read the manga, but the pictures that I've been seeing, I'm like, ooh.
I haven't seen them.
See, I've seen the manga pictures and stuff like that, some of those panels, and that looks like it'll be really
cool. The manga panels, I'm like, wow, might have to check this out. And I want to say MAPPA's doing it, I don't know for sure, but I want to say, don't quote me, but if that's the case, I feel like it might be decent. But yeah. So we can get into the episode, y'all. First impressions. How are you guys feeling about it?
I liked it. My anime brain, like, I was like, because if this episode would have came out last year after that episode, it would have been like really dope. So like the beginning of another war, just like it was in the beginning of the season, just like it's kind of been like, I thought it was really cool, snap back to reality, because I hadn't watched the show. So, well, since I finished it, since the last time I watched it, I haven't really watched it. So it was nice, just everything. Oh, dang, this is where we're at.
Yeah, for me, it's the same, kind of in like a different regard, because it was like, wow, so many people are dying. Because like when I watched it over again, just like seeing just you enter the episode with, you know, Levi basically on the brink of death, Z coming back from death, and then, you know, the scouts dying, people from Marley dying, Aaron and them fighting. It's just a lot. And so that was kind of like my impression of the episode, because I'm just like, this whole season is pretty much going to be about, I guess, death and rebirths and death. So I don't know. It was a lot. And then like watching the opening, I saw a lot of symbolism in that as well. So I have a lot of, I don't want to say expectations, because I already know how it's going to end, but I'm excited to see how it's going to go.
Ooh, see, I forgot. You read it, right?
Or you read it? Yes. I read it after the show went off last season. And I said, let me read it. And I wanted to catch up because I wanted to see how the ending was going to go, especially because I knew at that point the ending was coming soon, like right after the season went out. I think the ending was like a few months later, and so I was like, okay. And then like once I read, I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, I'm still excited to see how it's going to come out, because I'm a anime person. I prefer the anime over the manga. So I want to see it visualized.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel too. So many people were like low-key pressuring me to just read it. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Do you kind of know like the general understanding of the ending, or you know nothing?
So the crazy thing is, okay, as much as I tried to avoid the spoilers as much as possible, anytime I ran into anyone who I knew who like knew that I was doing this for AOT, they would always bring it up, and I would always say like, yeah, but I'm waiting. And I know a lot of people who do read the manga, and I would be like, yeah, but I'm, you know, I'm waiting to see, like basically trying to say like, don't spoil anything. But somebody ended up telling me something like what ends up happening, like the bigger thing that happens. And that kind of made me be like, all right, like, okay, well, great. But But to me, it's like a, yeah, that might be like the gist of what's going to happen. But at the same time, like you said, there's so much going on. Like there's so much plot that needs to tie up. Like there's so much that needs to happen that I still don't feel like I know what's going to happen, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like you were saying, Chuck, like if I honestly wish this episode would have came out with the other one. I feel like ending last season on that note of like Marley coming in and Aaron about to fight them felt really good. I was like, oh wow, like no, this is a pretty powerful ending. Like it's setting us up for this huge fight that's about to happen. But I can't help but like I wish we could have. It felt like a part one and part two, and I do kind of like the last episode of the last part. And then the first episode of part two felt like they should have been together to me. Kind of like how in part one, I don't know if you guys remember the episode where when Aaron first popped out and he first attacked Marley, like it was like two episode span of the attack on Marley. And it was like a good chunk to me. This kind of felt like that too, a little bit.
Yeah, like when I did go back and watch the episode before this episode, like they even opened up in the mm-hmm. same way. Like there were so many parallels. It would have made a lot of sense to release it. And then even with the ending that we got from the last week with Reiner and Aaron's continued love fest, mm-hmm. that would have been a good spot to end it and then come back for this next season with whoever is about to happen.
I'm nodding my head a lot. I agree. I totally concur. Yeah, I've seen a lot of like, okay, so Ayanna, you know how it's gonna end. And I have like a slight idea. I don't know everything, but I've heard from a lot of manga readers that they're like, I don't know why you guys are so excited. Like, I don't know, the ending's not gonna be good. Like, do you feel like the ending is good?
Oh my gosh, don't answer that question.
No,
I have to know because I get so many mixed messages. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Like, this show has been so
good. I don't think the ending is good, but I don't think the ending is bad.
Okay,
I don't think the ending ends how you normally expect your animes to end, so that's how I will put it.
Okay. That is fair. I will take that. That's I like that answer, actually. That leaves me in the same exact spot, but also with clarity.
like Assassination Classroom.
I haven't finished it. I have like seven episodes. Y'all, I'm notorious for not finishing anime. Like, I don't finish anime. Like, I feel like something is going to like leave from me if I finish it. Like, I never finished Assassination Classroom.
See, I'm the person I have to watch the entire anime through. Mm-hmm. And then I start a new one because I don't like to leave it hanging. Like, I need to know if it ends, I need to know how it ends.
I'm somewhere in the middle. Like, I finish things that I like really like, but otherwise I just kind of hop around the different anime until I run out.
Same. Well, okay. I that's a lie. I know if I really I watch too many. It, what'd you say?
I can't watch too many at the same time.
Yeah, because then you end up like me, and then I'm like forgetting plot, forgetting characters. I'm like, who is that again? Like, I gotta go back to all these animes. I end up having to rewatch like 10 episodes and like try to get back into it. It's rough. It's very rough. But speaking of the theme music, you brought that up. How do you guys feel about the opening?
I like it. I like the music. The name of the song is a little bit on nose, but I really enjoyed it. And then I like the way that the music matched up to the scenes in the opening panel. So I thought that was cool.
What was the name of it again? Do you remember?
The Rumbling.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, it was a bit on nose.
Yeah. You know,
we've been talking about that for only a year and a half now.
But I'm
that's the name of it from music.
They're actually showing Rumbling in the theme on the opening. So
yeah, which was, how do y'all, I was kind of like, why would they, I don't know. How do y'all feel about that?
I mean, they've done it before. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of cool. Ayana and I talked about it, but I was thinking that when what's his name, Zeke, had come back from the path or whatever, and then it went into everything with Aaron, it just all to me looked like Aaron's memories. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty cool, and then I liked the way it all played out.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was visually great, especially because, you know, the opening for season 4 part 1 was so like abstract to me, you know. It was like, okay, war imagery, we see Titans, we see like the Titans kind of like frozen and everything like that. And then I also just felt like the first part of this season was so devoid of like Aaron's thoughts. It wasn't really Aaron's season. Like, yeah, he did a lot and we talked about him a lot, but like it wasn't really, to me, like his season, his show, if that makes sense. Like, we got a lot of like intel from a lot of other people, but I feel like this season might be more centered around like, you know, what he has going on and like his internal world. So I kind of felt that from the opening a little bit. And honestly, I'm like, it's chaotic right now. I thought the rock star lifestyle theme song was definitely fitting for this. So Levi, and I want to say that whole Levi and Zeke situation, I want to say that it was y'all that said, like y'all pointed out, because I originally thought that Zeke was done. I thought he was dead, like when the thunder spear exploded. And I want to say that it was y'all that was like, no, I think that he just, like the Titan put him in her stomach. Mm-hmm. And so once y'all said that, I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that as a possibility. But I mean, we see Zeke popped out and I'm like, oh my God, like, oh my goodness. But how are y'all feeling about Levi's position right now?
I just hate to see him in that condition, but I mean, I think with Hondry, he's going to be safe. So as long as they can get to safety, they'll be fine.
It was kind of like one of those things when you see like your hero kind of get taken down a notch. Mm-hmm. It was sad because you think Levi Teflon and it turns out like, oh no, Levi can just about die too. So
right. And even Flock said, like, I guess our biggest threat is, you know, bloodied up. And I'm just like, oh, I can't stand Flock.
Can't stand him.
He's actually competing for one of my least favorite characters in all anime.
Rightfully so. He's ridiculous. Like, him to me, he just came in out of nowhere thinking he know everything and thinking he about to run something. I'm like, Flock, please. Mm-hmm. Please.
But you know what his villain origin story was.
Yeah.
He brought the commander up on their roof. Mm-hmm. It was over.
Mm-hmm. He brought him up there and they were like, and we're still not going to save him. Sorry.
Maybe if he would have been better fodder than Commander Irving would have been.
Hilarious. So maybe he would have just did his job and died. No, I'm so bad.
We wouldn't be here.
No, but for real though. But honestly, I love Levi so much, but I cannot believe that he's alive. Like, I just cannot believe that. That happened.
No, he's an Ackerman. You have to believe it.
I know, right? I'm like,
now, if he was anybody else, then okay, sure. But it's Levi.
Right. But do you think we're going to be able to see it? Well, depending on the season, I'm just like, are we going to even get to see him again? I mean, I'm sure we will. But I'm like, dang, Levi is messed up. And then Hanji threw herself and him into into the lake, I'm like, oh yeah, nah, y'all gonna have to regroup for sure. Definitely need some bandages, some life support.
That was really their only
need some more than some bandages.
Definitely need more than bandages. We need syringes, we need operating rooms. I'm like, this man just got a whole thunder sphere blown up in his face. Oh my god,
thinking about that, it was just really sad to think about that scene in last season.
Right. He's already a petite prince.
Petite prince, is that what you call him?
Yes, and he got that thunder sphere blown up in his face. Like, oh, that's so sad.
No, it is. And it's really even more so sad because what he just had to go through. Like, Zeke just totally went left, turned all of the people into Titans. He had to kill all of them. And then just when we're like, all right, he got it back under control. He grabs Zeke, you know, he's back. He has it. And then this happens. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Poor Levi. But I guess we'll see. I mean, like I said, I feel like there's no choice but for him to come back. He's one of the strongest people on the show. But I'm like, dang, they're about to heal him quick because it's not looking good. It's not looking good. So in the episode, they're kind of freaking out when they see Marley. And they're all like, okay, how did Marley regroup so fast? And my thought is also, how did Marley regroup so fast? Like, how did they do that?
Because they killed all of the stupid generals. So all of the incompetent people at the top got taken out. But now it's just like McGath. He actually strategizes and thinks about stuff. Like, I remember the strategy meeting that they had at the end of the last season when one of the top commanders were like, can we just create a Titan with wings? So like, you have people that actually know about war at the top right now, and all they did was take out the people that were stopping them from being able to mobilize.
That's real.
Yeah, the people who were actually the soldiers that do the shooting were not sitting over there, and you know.
Yeah, that's real. And now they are literally in Paradise Island going crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, if I see another scene of scouts just getting shot up, I can't handle it.
But they're not really scouts. they're the Jaegerists. So I don't care about getting them get shot up. Like, if it was like, because I mean, honestly, when you look at them, they didn't even know like the Titan was really dying or whatnot. Like, Hanji had to tell them what that looked like. So I'm pretty sure these other Jaegerists don't know what they're really doing either. So I don't care about seeing them get turned into a bloody pulp. Kind of look good on TV.
I feel you. Honestly, do you still think that there are a multitude of sides? I'm kind of, last season or the last part of the season, isn't this also confusing, y'all? I've been wanting to say last season. I'm like, I guess this is still season four. But part one, I felt like there were now like 3, 4, 5 different sides. Like, everybody was just trying to figure it out. But like, you know, before it was Paradise Island versus the Titans. And then it was Paradise Island versus Paradise Island. And it was Paradise Island versus Marley. And then I felt like last season, it's like the Jaegerist. There are parts of Paradise Island that are like, you know, Marley and soldiers, but that also care about Paradise Island. And there are the Marley soldiers that don't. I don't know. It just seems like it's all over the place. But I asked that to then ask, since you're like anti-Jaegerist, do you feel like Armin and all the rest of the scouts should be out there fighting?
I feel like they should fight for what's important to them. I don't think that they necessarily agree with the Jaegerist. Like, Anya Capone doesn't even necessarily agree with the Jaegerist. Like, I don't think that they shouldn't go out there and help Aaron out if help is what Aaron needs, which looking at his situation kind of because the backup he did have was incompetent. So I don't think it's a bad idea.
Okay, what about you, Ayana? Well, I mean, you know what they end up doing, but like how, but first off, I don't remember, remind me, like, you're not a big fan of Aaron, right?
I just think that Aaron is turning into the bad guy. And, you know, we weren't expecting that at the beginning of this. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, Attack on Titan is one of the first animes that I started watching. So, you know, I liked Aaron. Then it's like, I'm seeing Aaron turn into somebody. I'm like, I don't think I know this Aaron anymore. I feel like I'm Mikasa. And, you know, like, I've been with Aaron. And I'm like, Aaron, who are you? You know? So, that's how I feel about Aaron. But it's like, I still don't necessarily want Marley to win. But, you know, I just want Aaron, I just wish he would communicate more to the people that care about him.
I totally agree. Because, you know, right now Armin's trying to convince everyone that maybe Aaron doesn't want to go with the euthanization plan. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you could do that easily if he would just tell y'all what he was trying to do.
Exactly.
Like, instead of like pondering about it, because in my opinion, I'm kind of like you, Chuck, like, even if they don't agree with everything, the reality of the situation is Marley is there to destroy y'all. And the rest, and if they don't succeed, and let's say Marley comes, they take the Founding Titan and they're like, all right, whatever, we're peacing out. We don't have time to deal with the rest of the world 100% is coming to annihilate y'all. So like, it's kind of like now or never to me. Like, it feels super, super urgent. Like the moment when Onya Capone open the cell, which I honestly was not expecting, I was like, oh yeah, y'all have to, yeah, suit up. Like, come on, they're here. Yeah, like Reiner's outside, Jaw Time's outside. And so I'm like, okay, the back and forth, the conversation, I'm like, oh my god, y'all, like, and it, to me, though, at this point, it's like, okay, we already know Mikasa and Armin are going to, for whatever reason, be down mostly. And everyone else is going to be like kind of on the fence. But I think, I mean, ultimately, I feel like they are going to end up being in support. But I don't know how it's going to go. I just don't know how everyone's going to lean.
I think, like you were talking about factions earlier, and to be honest, I've read the manga, but I remember what happens. I don't remember the details, but I do kind of think that with what Armin is trying to do, it's kind of more putting hope in air type of thing than it is putting hope in everything else going on.
Yeah, and I feel like ultimately it seems like most of Paradise Island have been kind of like, as soon as Aaron popped out as a Titan, it was like, oh yeah, he's gonna be the like savior. Because I was even thinking about the fact that, okay, yes, they have Aaron in jail, and you know, and like, they know the government is aware that Marley and all of these things are after them because of what Aaron did. I mean, ultimately, obviously, like, they don't want Paradise Island to succeed regardless, but Aaron's actions is kind of like put them in this position, and for them to still kind of, in a way, in my eyes, like, stand behind him, stand behind the decisions he made, I'm like, yeah, y'all are still 100% hoping that he'll pull something out. Like, he will still save the day in some way.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of have to survive at this point, because, I mean, like, Mikasa and Armin even might get away, but like, what about Connie?
Connie. he's just, I honestly really like Connie. I think he's just like a little hurt. He's hurt. He's trying to figure it out. He feels lost. He doesn't have a Titan, and yet he survived, you know? He's like, and he's pissed. Someone honestly needs to tell Connie first. Like, they need to get him on board first, because he's the one that's like the most like willing to just drop it all. But every time I see these Titans get like impelled, every time, you know, something happens to them while they're in Titan form, I'm always wondering, like, what is the pain level like while for the Titan users while they are in their Titans? Because as many times I didn't see these Titans' legs get chopped off, them get stabbed in the stomach, I'm like, are the people feeling all of this? Like, are you feeling that? And you just like are revived and you don't die, or what? There, like, I don't know. I feel like there's no way that they're feeling that.
No, I don't think they're feeling that. Just because, like, when they were fighting in this episode, I was looking at their faces, and you know, you can tell, like, when Aaron had Reiner on the ropes a little bit, like, you know, when he had kind of punched half his face off, he was kind of like had the little sweat beads at the top of his head, but you can still tell, like, I don't think he was, you know, feeling anything. I think he was feeling more pressure than he was feeling like pain and stuff. So I don't think they feel anything, because I mean, look, when Aaron was in Liberio and he transformed 3 times, you know, like, how you going from body to body to body if you feeling pain? So I mean, I think they're just basically feel pain when they're in their human form, like, you know, when Pete got her hand chopped off. So
I don't know. I feel like they do feel a little bit of pain, because like, or, and it might just be because Reiner is Reiner. Because like, I remember when he was getting beat up, and then like he came back and he had all that like weak armor and stuff like that. So like, I feel like they feel some type with that adrenaline is pumping. But then folk like, I mean, because you never see Pete get hit type form, because she too good. Aaron, he might be a psychopath, so I'm not sure if he feels pain just in general. And then the jaw titan, I don't know, because they did keep getting impaled, but I think they feel some level of pain. They're just working past that.
Now that you say that, I just thought about, okay, I don't know if this is an inconsistency or if it's just something that's very like specific and we just don't know, but like, there are times when Titans are hurt or harmed and then they, like, you know, they heal, they're fine, whatever, and they just keep fighting. Or like after they're kind of healed, the Titan user will like pop out and they're fine. But there have definitely been times when people have popped out of their Titans and been like hurt, like severely like hurt. I'm thinking about like season 3, I feel like Bertolt and Reiner and them, like, they were like messed up when they came out of their Titans.
I think there might be, because I mean, you know how anime loves to scale things. There's probably like some threshold of pain that once you get past this, then it's like, oh, then it starts affecting your actual body. Mm.
And see, and this is why I need to read the manga. Everyone's always, whenever I watch anime and I have 1,001 questions, people are like, girl, you need to just read the manga. And I'm always like, mm-hmm. Right, but will I? Mm. I've never been a fan of reading action. Like, I've been a fan of reading, but reading action, like, I've never been into comic books or like, or really, I don't know. Like, I want to see it animated. I want to see it moving.
I want to hear it.
I want to see all the drama of it. It is not the same. I read Death Note, like the first chapter of the manga after having watched it a few years back, and I was like, okay, it's just not hitting the same. Like, I was like, oh yeah, nice. But it's not hitting like the anime does. But yeah, now, do y'all think that they will stick pretty closely with the manga? Did they, well, now that you guys have read it, did they stick pretty closely last, like, for the first part to the manga?
Yeah, it's pretty one for one.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't feel like they're going to do what they say Game of Thrones is going to do and have a different ending. They're going to stick with it, whether people like it or not.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stick beside it.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I want to see whatever they have for us. And, you know, I'm excited. I want to know. I feel like this has just been years of, like, toying with my heart. Like, I didn't watch the first season when it first came out. I watched it around the time the second season came out. I mean, it wasn't so, so long ago. Like, some shows will take years for the next season to come. But it does feel like I've been watching this show for like 7 years or something. It's just been a long time.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see how you see the reaction at the end of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hope the people that I love stay alive, but, you know, that's a toss-up.
Insert that gift for that boy, saying,
Next episode, I'm expecting, I don't know. I don't want to see Aaron fight Reiner no more, y'all. I want this to end. I don't want the fight to end.
I think that Reiner definitely has some type of, humiliation thing going on. He likes the pain, and that's where he's just going to keep going with it. Because I don't even know if he knows what he's fighting for at this point, except to fight Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, he was completely over it before, and now I'm like, okay, now you know Gabby and Falco are there, and so you're like, no, we have to go. So I'm like, is your top priority saving them, or is your top priority fighting Aaron? I thought you were over it. Thank you guys for coming on the show. If you guys want to let the folks know where they can find you and how they can listen to the first season and the second season of Black on Titan, you guys can go ahead.
Well, you can find me online at Chuck_mate_. If you can find me there, pretty much find me anywhere.
And you can find me at Primayana at Twitter. And you can find us together at Black on Titan on Apple, Spotify, Google, and a whole bunch of other platforms. So come find us and give us 5 stars.
Yes, y'all, give them 5 stars. Honestly, y'all, I love listening to y'all podcasts. I think you guys have some of the best takes on this show. And I think between the two of y'all, y'all always catch this, like the thing that I'm like, wait, what? How did y'all even see that? Y'all always catch it. Always catching it. Okay, but thanks you guys. Thanks Chuck and Ayana for coming on. Again, thank you Black on Titan. And if you guys want to keep listening, please keep tuning in to Big Titan Talk and catch me online at @the_anime_nay. And I will catch you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Rate this podcast 5 stars.
Absolutely. You heard the man. Do it.